Okay, up in the clouds in a helicopter. It's not much fun down on the tarmac then. Not unless you're winning the race like Joey is. Joey Dunlop, 46 years old, battered and bruised, a finger missing, his hip hurting, his hand hurting, his shoulder hurting. He's leading this race by something like 39 seconds from McGuinness in second place. Well, what a sight that is.
Joey Dunlop was one of the greatest road racers the world has ever seen. The man from Armoy in County Antrim, who was to become King of the Road, competing in one of the most challenging of sports.
A man who really just keeps whacking in those victories. An incredible style. He's got to be one of the most popular heroes of the sport. He is, really is, the people's racer.
A rare talent that could race at speeds of up to 180 miles per hour. Famously, Dunlop was also deeply superstitious. He always wore a red t-shirt under his leathers, there was his trademark yellow helmet, and he always rode a number 3 bike.
Joey and the Yamaha really flying. With only a mile to go, Joey sweeps triumphantly through Hilbury, completing a record-breaking 115.22 mile-per-hour lap. Joy for Joey.
When you say Joey, people say Dunlop.
The TT was part of his thumbprint.
On the street circuits, he was just completely unbeatable.
Joey Dunlop was a road racing icon.
When Joey had his race face on, he was fairly unbeatable.
Joey, as a teenager, wanted to join the army, but at the age of 16, he bought his first motorcycle and he never looked back. He won his first Isle of Man TT race in 1977, riding a Yamaha. Later, riding on a Honda, he continued to set the track alight with his road racing performances. His remarkable career spanned three decades. Across all motorsport disciplines to this day, Joey Dunlop rode most competitive races for Honda. There were many influences along the way in the career of Joey Dunlop. His first sponsor was John Ray.
I seen Joey riding at McGabry Airport, and he was leading a race, and Campbell Gorman came from behind and knocked Joey off. I really felt sorry for Joey at that particular time, yeah.
Well, John made my career. I had nothing at all till it was after a meeting at Accadoo, just once Accadoo started. John realised that I was going well, and he really enjoyed watching me, and he said he would help me. The very first meeting I did for John, led the race for most of the race, and Ray McCulloch beat me in the last lap, and John spent anything I wanted after that.
I always thought Joey had it in him for the world champion.
I was disappointed in leaving John, because I'd been with him that long, and he's like a second father to me. But I got on with Honda, and John still helped me. Like, he did all my travel and all that sort of stuff. He was very good to me that way.
Crowds packed around the 37.73 mile course, eagerly look forward to the battle.
Thursday of this week, 2nd of July, marked the 20th anniversary of the King of the Road sad passing. Joey's achievements in the sport are legendary. He won 5 consecutive Formula One world titles, 24 Irish Grand Prix, and amazingly, 26 Isle of Man TT titles. And that takes something special to win the world's oldest motorcycle race, and even to do it more times than anyone else. Joey had a 25-year affair with the Isle of Man TT beginning back in 1976.
With only a mile to go, Joey sweeps triumphantly through Hilbury, completing a record-breaking 115.22 mile per hour lap.
Joey Dunlop, well done, Joey. Great ride. Now, obviously you were going as hard as you could, but did you realise you were on lap record-breaking performances for the last two laps?
No, I didn't know. If I knew I was, I'd never have slowed up.
Joey Dunlop is easing away! Joey Dunlop is making it look easy!
No one has told Joey Dunlop that conditions are too bad for him to race.
The fifth victory in a row for Ulster and Joey Dunlop.
Joey Dunlop wins!
A slice of history, 14 times a TT winner, equaling Mike Hailwood's all-time record. 8.4 seconds the advantage at the end.
There's been some great road races. Joey has been the best, definitely the king of the roads.
While Joey was a renowned road racer, success over short circuits didn't come easy. But in 1987, Joey silenced his critics.
To Herbert for the last time, Dunlop checks. Herbert comes alongside, but remember, even the win for Herbert in this race won't give him overall victory. But it doesn't look as though he's going to do it. He's got up the outside, he'll then try and switch across to the inside of the run. He's run the outside, but is it going to be Herbert? Or is it going to be Dunlop? The car is on it, surely it must be Dunlop. Look at Herbert snakes up to the line they come. But the winner of the second leg, the winner of the Neil Robinson Trophy race overall, number three, Joey Dunlop, a fantastic race.
Joey Dunlop is the leader at Glen Helen with David Jeffries. He's been caught by Joey Dunlop, so Joey Dunlop's already with him. Dunlop right there. Joey Dunlop, leader of the race, leader on the road. This is the end of lap four. Joey Dunlop, 171 miles an hour.
Joey Dunlop then, that is a famous helmet on a famous mark.
A crash at Brands Hatch in March 1989 was one of the darkest times in Joey's career.
Like, I never hurt before, seriously. It was so quick an accident, so serious an accident. Like, I thought that was all over. Like, I'd been talking to a lot of people that saw the accident. Like, it wasn't my fault at all. Like, once I got back and got going again and got on my feet, got my wrist working, got out and I rode back, I wanted to try and go out and do it again.
As you fought back from the injuries, how frustrating was it having been a winner for such a long time? How frustrating was it to be finishing down the field and really just being one of the pack?
It annoyed me a little at the start whenever I went to the Ulster Grand Prix. I finished 20th in the Formula One race. Like, I was really struggling, and I did a lot of short circuits and I was struggling to qualify and all that sort of stuff. But once I started getting going and started coming up through the field again, like, they were putting me in the front row of the grids, like, and I couldn't even run alongside the bike, they had to pedal it. And that annoyed me, and other riders were complaining about me. But now that I come from the back again, and I'm right up till, like, I deserve to be in the front row again. It's brilliant.
Following that injury, a debate raged whether or not Joey Dunlop, now in his late 30s, should continue to compete.
It's got to come to an end someday. All good things come to an end, and for Joey, he's been at the top for a long, long time. It is coming to an end, whether it's because of his injuries or his age. I mean, only he knows that, but I think myself, personally, while Joey's still on top, I think he should retire now before he gets like some other riders who've just carried on for the love of the sport and they look a bit silly, you know, trailing around at the back of the group, you know.
Younger brother Robert Dunlop, at the time, was emerging as another Irish motorcycling star.
Joey's been a great ambassador for the sport. I mean, if I do half as good as Joey has done, I'd be very happy with myself. He did it the hard way, and that's why I admire him so much. In them days, sponsorship was very hard to come by. There certainly is nothing left to prove in my eyes, anyway. Racing motorcycles is a funny game. It sort of gets a hold to you, and it's hard to give up. I know Joey would be quite happy to just do it for the sport again, the way he started off.
However, in 1990, the Ulster Grand Prix would see the brothers challenged for the flag around the Dundrum circuit, with Joey seeking a much-craved win.
Lee them start again, and this time it's Robert who appears first. Joey is right there. The end of lap nine, and Robert is pulling in. No refueling problems though for Joey. He roars straight through. Plenty of activity in the Norton pit, but refueling has cost Robert precious time and the race surely. At the Herpin for the last time, and Joey is coasting it. He's on his way to his 14th win over the Dundrot circuit. He even has a look round. The finish, and Joey plus his thousands of fans absolutely delighted. The man riding number three has proved he's the number one again.
That was like one of my first race all over again. Like it was unbelievable. Like, especially, that was so good a race. Like, nobody ever saw a race like that round and draw before, especially with two brothers, like, and two different makes of bikes. Like, it was brilliant.
Joey continued to race and continued to clock up the victories through the 1990s, and in 1999, Dunlop claimed his 24th Irish Grand Prix at Dundrum.
Joey in hot, Jeffries unable to take advantage, Quarry bends, and then the 24th ever win here for Joey Dunlop at Dundrum, and he's doing it on a superbike, the hardest class of all. And he's got a man who has broken the outright circuit record behind him. And look at the ecstasy from the crowd. Joey Dunlop is coming into view behind Dave Williams. Dunlop wins in the end by a mile.
Oh, not getting any easier.
The image and the emperor may be falling apart. The money has gotten scarce. One man's country together, but the truth is getting fierce.
Above all else, Joey's name was synonymous with one place, the Isle of Man. A few special people are granted the ability to elevate their sport and make it an art. Joey's gift went far beyond. A silky flow of instinct and talent that surpassed all normal expectations. Even after 20 years and more, long after he had broken every record and surpassed the limitations of great riders who were still only learning to be half of what he had become, Joey never showed awareness of his supernatural ability. In June 2000, his last TT season, it had been 12 long years since Dunlop had won the Formula One TT. So he arrived on the Isle of Man armed with the best machine money could buy after Honda threw everything at the event that year. Dunlop would claim a third career hat-trick at the TT at the age of 48. That takes something extraordinary, an achievement not matched before or since.
No sign so far.
Flying lap time then straight through. Joey Dunlop 171 miles an hour through the speed trap past the grandstand, and he's still accelerating.
That's the fastest time they've clocked today.
Well, it's the opening day of racing, and Joey with that works motor making it work.
Yeah, me.
Over the line goes McGuinness. Valentine-tuned motorcycle, but already dropping down towards Governors is the man himself. Joey Dunlop about to take his 24th TT at 48 years old. He has looked fitter than he ever has here and takes the win then over the line. Joey Dunlop, well, it's not confirmed yet, but I'd be amazed if Rutter was able to catch him. So Joey Dunlop is the hero of the day. It has been a long time since this man has won a superbike race here at the TT. He restores Honda's honour by taking the Formula One race.
But Joey will be coming into view very shortly. The weather's improved tremendously. The sun will be glinting on the fairings. And we'll be welcoming win number 26. Well, there's no more you can say about Joey Dunlop. Is there a legend in his own lifetime? A hat-trick again. His previous ones were 1985 and 1988. Then he had that spill at Brands Hatch. Missed the 89 TT, came back and started winning races again. And this looks very much like him. It is indeed. Let's hear it, for he's the man himself, Joey Dunlop, crosses the line now, restart the watch. Whether it's needed this time, we don't know. We don't think so, but we'll count it down anyway for the 30 seconds. I can tell you that the man who's chasing him, Dennis McCulloch, number six, is indicated a crunk pneumonia, but he's got to be here in the next 15 seconds to snatch victory from Joey Dunlop. Win number 26 in 25 years of racing, but to win three in a row for the third time in his career, and he just seems to get better and better, and there's 38 seconds gone now, so it doesn't matter about the watch. Joey Dunlop wins race number 26. Let's go down to Jeff for the atmosphere.
Sure to be a tremendous cheer here as he swings in for the third time this week as a victor, and here he comes. And the little 125 pulls in right by me, and it's the 26th victory. What a fabulous man. He remembers to switch off the ignition. Well done, Joey Dunlop, yet again. How do you do it?
I don't know.
Any problems?
No, none at all. No, it went perfect.
You know very shortly after you set off whether it's going right, don't you? Because not every time it does.
I know by the time I get a boat on Bray Hill. Give me a good heart to ride hard then.
But you didn't really have much competition today. It's still a hard ride, though. Four laps on the 125. It's quite a thrash, isn't it?
Aye, it is indeed, because you're touched up very hard, you know, and my knees get up, so I'm starting to get tired.
I'm sure you are.
This was Joey at his best. More entries in the record books and a personal best on his last ever lap of the mountains course he loves so well. And still, Joey Dunlop had no idea that he stood on a world stage surrounded by a multitude of fans who saw history in his footsteps. Sadly, Joey's victories in the year 2000 TT races proved to be his last visit to the Isle of Man. Competing on the Parite coast close to Mista Circuit in Estonia, Dunlop had already secured two class wins when he crashed in changeable conditions while leading a 125 race. He was killed on impact after crashing into the track lining trees, and in an instant, sport had lost a legend.
Kalevi suursõidu katkestas täna superbike'ide viiekordse maailmameistri iirlase Joey Dunlopi hukkumine. Pirital oli sellel ajal tugev vihmasadu ning rada oli libe. Traagilise sündmuse järel saatsid Joey Dunlopi omastele kaasa.
Ireland's lost its their greatest sporting champion.
What's really more difficult to accept is that we didn't think it would happen to him.
He was a superstar that never wanted to be a superstar, I guess.
He had a great belief in himself and a great confidence about him, so, and that's great. I've had that before and it's a great feeling.
Joey Dunlop's death in July 2000 caused an outpouring of grief in the world of motorsport. Joey's funeral saw an incredible 50,000 mourners attend. In particular, the people of Ulster loved the King of the Road. He was fiercely apolitical. Joey was followed by Catholics and Protestants alike. Statues recognised the racer in his home area of Ballymoney and on the Isle of Man. Joey loved his sport, one that often seemed to take the dearest and the best.
At Garryduff, in the county Antrim, there's a simple country grave, and there at peace lies a quiet hero who was humble, dignified, and brave. And though he rode on the paths to glory,
the chequered flag, the fifth victory in a row for Ulster and Joey Dunlop. On the podium, the winner's garlands and the champagne. Dunlop has been simply unbeatable. He and the Honda, with Michelin's help, have made sure of success.
Oh, the memories, golden memories, we'll relive them now that you're gone. And though the memories will live on and on, we miss you, Joey. We miss you, Joey.
I never really wanted to be a superstar. I just wanted to be myself. I hope people remember me that way.
We miss you, Joey. a quiet hero.